Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
No music this time, Matt. I'm tired of people bitching.
Are you serious?
I'm editing this podcast. I don't want to put music in the
beginning. Come on, man. Just put a little jingle. Put a little music.
Okay, I'll put this.
Is it playing music right now?
No. It was just a noise I put in.
What noise?
What do you think?
A fart sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put a fart sound. Is that what you were thinking of in your head?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I knew it. I know
the,
you so
the
well.
The classic fart sound. The one that I did at the end of my Igor review.
That's a classic fart sound.
It's the best fart sound.
That's a problem with movies, man. They never get fart sounds right.
Well, that's what makes them funny, I think, in movies, is that they're so comically not real. Because if you hear a real fart, sometimes it's just like, ugh, that's just going to smell. Like a dry fart. Yeah, just an airy.
Like a puff, you know?
It's like, ugh. God.
Now you have the talent, though. Yours don't sound like that. Yours do sound like the fake ones in the movies.
Good.
I know it's so
makes
good.
Them, it makes them all funny, right?
I'm not gonna lie.
What?
This is morbid, but I think that if you passed away, I think that something that I would just randomly think about would be how fucking hilarious and cinematic your farts were, and
you'd
I would
just
get
like,
so sad.
He had the best farts.
I would hear a funny fart in a movie and just be like,
"Well, I hope you know that's what I've throughout my whole life as a kid. You know, you think about what you're gonna be remembered as an adult." And I'm glad that at the age of 25, I'll be remembered for my farts, my man.
Well, you'll be remembered for a lot more, but like specifically with me, you'll be remembered for that.
Hey, look, how many people are going to be remembered for their farts in a positive way?
Not many. Not
like
many.
Like Jackson,
at all.
You'll remember it because for a very negative connotation.
I would be glad he's gone. You know,
specifically because you don't have to smell his wretched farts anymore.
Wretched is a great word to describe. It's horrible. It's not even it. We've talked about this on the channel at length. Jackson's farts are not. They're in a different category.
Yeah.
Where it's not even funny.
It's putrid.
It's just it's death.
Speaking of putrid death, how's the quarantining going?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Or just the general
audience?
You're
self-quarantining.
Myself? Well,
I can't get an answer from them. I can't speak directly to the audience.
That's not true.
I am speaking directly to the audience, but this is not like, it's not in real time.
I got an oracle we can look into and speak into the future and speak to the audience.
Okay.
Self-quarantining? Well.
Besides Harrison using all the toilet paper for his big fat ass.
I think that's the problem is his ass is just so fucking, he's so stacked back there. He's got to use so much toilet paper.
Don't y'all
paper.
Have bidets?
Yes.
How is he using so much toilet paper if you have bidets?
I don't know. I'm going to have to sit him down and be like, listen, man, we're going to ration toilet paper. Because we are very close to running out of toilet
paper. How many
paper.
Rolls do you have?
So I don't know how many Jackson has because Jackson has his own bathroom. So that's out of the picture.
Yeah.
But the bathroom that me, Harrison, and Carson share, I'd say maybe 1.5 right now.
One and a half
rolls, which will last us not even
I'd
through the
share
weekend.
Because like, I don't have that many rolls, but like, I know like with the amount of rolls I have, I could last like over a month. Easy.
Well, this sounds.
Because I only have three rolls after this last one in my bathroom is nixed.
But you know, you use your bidet, so like I'm using the bidet more.
Blast
so
like, my ass,
yeah, I blast
dude.
My ass so there's no shit, and then I just barely have to wipe, just basically just dry
you
off
just,
my
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, when I wipe, it's just to dab away the water on my asshole. Because
the water really does 99%
residual poo, you know?
Yeah.
There's some leftover poo in there.
Yeah, but that all you really need is one square. I think what I'm gonna do is this. I think I'm gonna try to find some way to get toilet paper and hide someone in my bed.
That's probably the case because the Tucker brothers are known, specifically Jackson and Harrison, are known for their infamous for their shits.
They shit a lot. All three of them. It's not just
okay.
All three of them. Yeah.
So not only are their shits like they're usually not solid. They're like magma.
And we can be pushing sometimes 5-6 a day from one of them.
And we're talking. I remember Harrison spent almost half an hour in the restroom at the office one time.
Yeah, dude, they shit like crazy. Like,
I could have sworn one time he was in the restroom and like almost an hour had gone by, and I was like, he came out and I was like, oh yeah, Harrison's here. Wait, didn't he go to the restroom like an hour ago?
Yeah, dude, he takes crazy shits, man. The bathroom's like his safe space. But I'm gonna, in terms of self quarantining, I haven't really been doing anything except for staying at home and then coming to the Super Megaplex to do work.
Same.
So I don't know how much longer we're even going to be able to do that.
Traffic's wonderful coming
traffic's
to the Super
amazing.
Megaplex. Oh, it's beautiful. No traffic.
I
in LA.
Fly.
No traffic in LA, dude. I never thought I'd see the day.
I saw.
When there's no traffic in LA. LA.
I saw a video yesterday on Twitter.
Cool.
That was the. It was
always got to get you with that one.
Dude, you got me, man. It was a helicopter, a traffic helicopter filming the freeway at 5 p.m. and cars just flying. No traffic whatsoever. Yeah. And it was like, this is Los Angeles rush hour.
I know. We're happy, though. But that isn't that just people that are good are losing their jobs because of this?
A lot of people are losing jobs. I saw unemployment could go up to 20%. And let me also reiterate real quick. We are recording this. Today's date?
The 18th.
The 18th.
The 18th at 2:21 p.m.
Yes. So just like with last week's episode, so much changed from the time we recorded it to the time it dropped.
This isn't coming out for over a week, this podcast.
A week from today, yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
So literally a week from today. So we're 1 week behind, and you know how fast things are moving. The coronavirus changed so fucking much just from the time that we did the last one to the time it dropped. So I don't even... By the time this drops, we could be fully on lockdown where we can't even meet up at the Super Megaplex.
I mean, we weren't really testing people because the U.S. still has a lot of problems with testing facilities. They're trying to get better. But I mean, like just today, it was reported that New York confirms like how many new cases? Over like 1,000-something new cases? The city itself or something?
Jesus
or state.
Christ.
Oh, it's the state, but I mean, come on.
Damn, that's insane. Overnight. Over 1,000 new cases.
But those are cases that have already existed. So
yeah.
You have to keep in mind it's going to be exponential.
And those people and like, are walking around spreading it.
Yeah. I mean, when you got to think, the reason there's not a lot of like kind of, there's a lot of fear mongering and stuff right now, of course. And one thing that I've been seeing is like, well, I don't see it. I don't know anybody who's really sick. Like, yeah. That's because we haven't been testing people.
That's the thing. Yeah,
wait for the test to come in. Just like New York's testing more people now. So you see a huge rise. These aren't like new cases that these people weren't just infected today. These are people who have been infected. The number's going to rise because we haven't been testing. And when you test, we're going to get confirmation of who is infected. That's just how it goes.
And the thing is also, what's the infection rate? Like 3-point-something? So it's like every person's going to infect, and on average, like 3 people or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
is it three?
I think it's 3-point-something.
Isn't the flu 1-for-1?
Mm-hmm. This is higher than this is a higher infection rate from the flu. Nice. And that's the thing is, my dad's always like, well, Matthew, you know, I think everyone's blowing this out of proportion. I'm like, it's a pandemic. Like, yes, of course, the media is always gonna.
We're trying to save our population who is above the age of 60 and those who also deal with things like lung cancer, type 1 diabetes.
I don't get, because it's like, Dad,
a lot of health concerns.
If my grandpa gets this, he will die 100%. It's like, I think a lot of people's grandparents would die.
Okay, boomer.
it's just, I don't understand the so many people that are so like against believing the coronavirus, or it's a lot of the same people that are that way with climate change. It's like, oh, coronavirus is I'm not going to buy into all this panic. It's like, it's a real pandemic, dude.
Because there are people who are like,
What about people that are immunocompromised?
Yes, but there are people who are over-exaggerating the situation.
Oh, for sure.
100%, which leads to higher panic. I think the problem is that while people are panic buying, like when they're panic buying, it's not like we're not running out of toilet paper in the United States. We're not running out of water. Like people are buying water, but that's the dumbest one for me. When they go to buy water bottles, like the water supply is not going to go away. We're still going to have water. Like you don't need to hoard water bottles. Put the water bottles in the freezer so they last longer. Like,
I'm just going to start freezing just gallons of water.
We got to save the water. Freeze it so it stays healthy.
Worst case scenario, you just have to boil tap water if the water were to get bad, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think the water would get bad. The water won't be affected.
I can understand like going out and buying a bunch of like bread and canned foods though. But yeah, like toilet paper, it's like how many rolls does like the average household go through? Let's say
a week.
Like for you, let's say how many would you say
go
through?
I'm an outlier in this.
But this
situation
is good. This is like worst case scenario. How much does your, like we're thinking of, let's think of worst case scenario household. This is a household
probably
of
three or
of four grown men who take evil shits every day, multiple times.
Four or five, maybe.
Four or five rolls a day?
Yeah. Not a day, a week.
A week. Okay. I was like, damn. Four to five rolls a week.
Probably, yeah. So think about, I am genuinely worried because we have very little toilet paper left. I'm like, what are we going to do once we don't have
it? Hey, this is Rise of the Bidets, baby.
It is the Rise of the Bidets.
Us bidet boys are just walking around going, toilet paper? What are you talking about? My asshole's squeaky clean, baby. There are people now going over like with dirty assholes because they're running out of toilet paper.
We have clean assholes.
Kidding, they're not running out of toilet paper. Stop bulk buying this shit, man.
Save it for people that actually really need it a lot more. Like you can buy toilet paper, but you just don't need to. You could stock up, but you don't need to stock up. Like I see the pictures of the people with their shopping carts of like 24 packs, and it's like, fuck you, dude.
Just stock up twice as much. That's it. Just stock up twice as much. I feel like that's a fine number. You usually get one pack and then you're like, oh, this will last us the next 2 weeks. Just get another one.
That's what I would say. I'd say get two squares, fold it.
I'm looking at one.
Shut the fuck up, man. Well, I'm looking at a dirty asshole right now. Fold it.
No, you're not. It's clean.
You probably do have a very clean asshole.
Yeah, I blast water up there.
You don't just blast it. Don't you keep the water in? Like, don't you, like, kind of let the water sit inside your asshole for a minute and then release it?
And then it's called douching, dude. I'm cleaning my asshole to the extreme.
Because you're a douche.
I also just like the way it feels. If you have any gas that you can't get out, you can do it, and it, like,
you're essentially doing, like, kind of like an enema.
Yeah.
Enemas are
probably not good, because I'm putting that water up my asshole, so it could probably be infected, because your ass does absorb that type of shit.
Well, that's what I've always wondered. Like, how do you not get sick from shit? You know, because if your ass can absorb things so easily, it's like it's just somehow just not. Like,
how are our veins not filled with shit?
Exactly.
Well, if we were smarter, went to school more, I'm sure we'd figure we'd know.
Scientists in the commons, go on Wikipedia.
Scientists
and
in the comments.
Give us the answer to that one.
Why don't we bleed shit, scientists?
Yeah. Why no poo poo in my veins? Yeah, I did an enema once.
An enema?
The Danimals enema. Animals. I did an Zach and Cody in the commercials.
Whoa!
I did an enema once, and I don't know why, but it hurt after I put the water up my bum. It hurt so fucking bad.
Why?
I think it's when it's the peak of the enema.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and I'm guessing that's what it was, but it felt like there was fire inside of my bowels. And I let it free in the toilet, and I was in so much pain. My abdomen just felt like I got punched. So either I did something really wrong, or it was just a.
You know how females feel with those cramps.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I'd like to think of myself as a true female ally now, because you know how
when I went through the colon thing. Exactly. You and I have both experienced some sort of abdominal pain equal to that of what women feel every month.
When it comes to YouTubers, I think we're at the top of the list of allies with women, because think about this. You know how when some women get pregnant, they'll make their husbands do the whole thing with them so they can like, oh, well, you have to eat this diet with me. Like, you don't know what this pain's like. Guess what?
Yeah, I picture a guy wearing a sweater and he's balding and he wears glasses.
Talking about me?
What? Are you wearing a sweater? No.
Oh, no, I'm not wearing a sweater. But dude, the thing
I mean, like a knitted sweater. Like, I picture the character. Have you seen The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Do you know what guy I'm talking about? The guy who has the hot wife. That's like, please fuck my wife. Like, that's who I picture, who gets the baby bumps and shit.
See, that's the
thing. I got to be pregnant with my wife.
That's the thing. We don't have to do that because we've gone through the pain, bro.
Exactly.
I went through a week of the most excruciating pain of my life in my asshole.
You did.
And I had to do the same thing that women that give birth have to do, the sitz baths, where they have to do the special baths, and I had to sit on the little donut pillow.
I thought you just said cyst bath. I was like, what?
I'd take a bath and a bunch of sits. No, a bunch of, it was a sitz bath. It's where you have to, like, I had to sit in the bath a certain way and put Epsom salt in the water and do it like 4 times a day. Really sucked. But I've done all the things that women have to do after they give birth, so.
You know how it is.
Future wife, guess what? I don't want to hear you complain about pregnancy one bit, because I've had surgery on my asshole. So, we're allies here at Super Mega.
Allies to women, to men, to animals.
To everyone.
Now, I'm not calling people who don't define themselves as male or female animals. I'm saying that we're also, like, we're a fan of, like, dogs and cats and, like, we're everything.
Well, everyone's an animal, technically. So, by saying we're allies with animals, we're allies with everyone. You know, everyone, everything.
I'm allies with trees.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'm an ally with
I love trees.
Plants, dude.
Trees are fucking awesome.
Trees are
big.
Fucking sick, dude.
They're huge. Some of them. Some of them are small. Some of them are fake, like that one.
The one sitting right next to
me. Yeah.
Fake fuck, fake ass, stupid ass, fake ass bitch.
Looking like, oh, come on, he doesn't even work hard to achieve that shit.
Mm-mm. He just got put together in a factory. Just
came from
overseas.
A fucking factory, yeah.
Do you know what type of tree he would be, though, if he were real?
Nope.
Starts with an F.
A fern. A ficus.
Mm-mm.
A philanthropist.
Not a philanthropist.
That's a type of plant.
It's not a type of plant.
How would you know? You
don't know. I know plants. A lot about plants, dude. I have quite the knowledge
of FICA.
It's three letters.
See, I said ficus, but then I made it FICA.
It's three letters. The first one's F, the last one's G.
Fig.
Yes. Yes. I was, right when I said that, I was like, oh, hoping that's not going the other direction.
Fig Newton. Hey, can I get a Newton?
Yeah. Wait, what? Fig Newton?
I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I'm sorry.
There were no ill intentions. I just misheard it as a child. I always thought that's what they were.
Like, seriously, my husband can vouch for me. We both say.
Oh, damn. Oh, dude, fucking. What are we going to do about this coronavirus, man?
Oh, nothing you and we can do. What are we going to do?
Now, you and I.
Apparently, if you and I go to a trip to hell, we can play Satan in a rock off and win the cure to the coronavirus.
That's that we why don't we make that movie right now? Like shooting a day where it's like, oh no, and we have to go down to hell, battle Satan, who's
in a rock off,
but he's played by
what?
You know what I'm talking about?
What are we talking about? What is that? What are
the guy? The guy?
The guy?
The guy that does that song?
Who does that song?
That went down to Georgia. He was
looking for a show to steal. Sorry,
the Clintons went down to Georgia. They were looking for some votes to steal. That's a video on YouTube. Jackson and I have a big playlist of like Clinton songs where people do like parodies of the Clintons, but like as songs. So the Clintons went down to Georgia is a good one. They were looking for some votes to steal.
I don't need no office blow job.
They're bad. They're bad. It's always some guy with a mediocre impression. There's Bimbo number 5 instead of
From the day I was blown. Da, 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 da.
You know, that type of stuff.
The blues?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bimbo number 5 goes, my name is Bill, and I'm a sexaholic. And then the song starts. It goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, yes.
Everybody come along. Let's go have sex. And then a little bit of Monica.
Jackson and you were playing those pretty loud in the office when we were moving in.
Oh, yeah. Put them over the speakers. Absolutely. Yeah. That's good shit. What are some other ones? Oh, there's Get Sticky With It.
Get Sticky With It.
there's a really...
Do you think Bill Clinton's fornicated with an underage girl?
Probably. there's a lot of rumors, you know? Do I have any
concrete... Why don't you go tell him you think that's wrong?
What? I don't have access to Bill Clinton.
How do you know?
Do you think no matter how hard I tried, if I really tried as hard as I possibly could, I could talk to Bill Clinton?
Hillary Clinton went on the Breakfast Club.
Well, she went on the Breakfast Club for a certain reason.
That is true. Because she wanted to show off her hot sauce.
Now, you know people are going to say you're pandering to the black voters.
Is it working?
Oh my God, what a response.
Is it working?
It's like, oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Yeah, Bill. Dude.
You know how I love the hot sauce on the collard greens. You know, they say the top 1% of true blacks love their hot sauce.
Bernie, cool it down.
What? I also like enchiladas.
I could see Biden going on the Breakfast Club and being like, back in my day, there was this guy named Corn Pop, dark fella, loved hot sauce.
All the little black kids would love come play with my leg hair. They loved it.
I forgot he said that shit. Oh, man.
Corn Pop was in a fight. I had a chain around my wrist.
And I said, I'm going to take you out back and pull some Jankum Stankum on you.
Corn Pop.
Dude, fuck it. The
Corn Pop. Sorry.
He's senile,
it's
just,
it's
dude.
It's a funny name.
It's so funny. Joe Biden said he will commit to picking a woman as his vice president.
Mm-hmm.
What if he picked Hillary Clinton?
He wouldn't.
What if he did, though?
He wouldn't. He's going to choose Michelle Obama, JK. He's going to choose a Kamala Harris, sorry.
Kamala Harris.
I mixed up the name. But Kamala Harris.
Think so?
100%. Who else do you think he's going to take?
Warren?
No.
Yeah, probably. Is it Kamala? Kamala?
Kamala.
I'm going to say Kamala because it sounds like camel and I like that.
Okay.
It's
racist.
You mean the person who dropped out like right at the beginning of the race?
Yeah.
Because they were doing so poorly?
Yeah. But like, I'm not trying to say anything, but she looks good on his ballot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Biden Harris. Hey, at least, never mind. I can't
it's
say
not going to be Biden Clinton. I can tell you that.
Dude, Biden Clinton would be hysterical.
Hey, he said he would get a Republican. Maybe he gets a Republican. What if it's Biden Palin? What if he shoots himself in the foot?
Biden
I mean,
Palin.
He's already shot himself in the foot. Democratic. I don't know. You know, fast forward to when there's me saying this. Yeah, Biden's not going to win. I mean, the Democrats are being stupid. Fast forward till the end of the election. This song plays. With a bunch of like thumbs up Biden 2020 memes. That's what people did with Trump.
Well, I got a lot of boomers in my responses the other, a lot of verified boomers, because I tweeted about Joe Biden, and all of a sudden all the checkmark boomers came out, where one of them just responded to me with a picture of Joe Biden wearing sunglasses and it just said, deal with it.
Yep. Yep. I love it.
Dude, I don't get these boomers' obsession with like Joe Biden wearing sunglasses.
Have you seen one creepy one where his like smile is huge? I actually like the way someone edited that one because it looks creepy. It looks like a Jeff the Killer type image, except with Joe Biden.
Dude, don't talk about it.
Have you seen that picture? The one that I'm talking
about? I have, yeah. Because
the one where his eyes are really small.
Yeah. Because people like they got this obsession with Joe Biden wearing sunglasses. Like, oh yeah, well, here's a picture of Joe Biden wearing fucking sunglasses.
I think he's just trolling.
Dude, they got me pretty good.
It's one of those things where you, I don't know. Trolling has its place in video games like Call of Duty and Fortnite, but in politics, it usually isn't great to gaslight a nation.
My favorite thing is this dude who responded to my tweet with the Biden deal with it. Like I looked at his bio. He's like someone in the Democratic Party, like an official, responding to a YouTuber's tweet with a picture of Joe Biden with sunglasses with meme text saying deal with it. And I'm like, dude, the responses were so fucking funny though.
Joe Biden is going to be the nominee more than likely. Let's see. Trump's definitely going to be the nominee. Oh, which, hey.
What's the deal with voting during a quarantine?
Yeah. What's the deal with
that? Are they going to have to postpone the election? What's up with
that? They postponed like some of the primaries, but then some of the states were like, go vote.
I mean presidential election.
Oh, would they postpone the actual?
If they're talking about this shit going till August, the election's in November.
That's true. That's true. They postponed.
That
a
means
lot
campaigning
of the
happens hardcore in the latter half of the year.
Yeah, because we're pretty close to getting down to the wire where it's Trump versus nominee.
And you can't have your Trump rallies or your campaign whatever the fuck you want campaign rallies. If there's a quarantine going on.
This is interesting the way it's
because that's a huge gathering of people you don't want.
It is. And it's interesting the timing of like how this is affecting the election, you know, because it's definitely affecting the election. I can't see them postponing the actual election, though.
What would they do? You can't have Americans going out and voting if there's like.
Oh, that's a good point. But that would be if it was still this bad.
They'd have to create a very, I don't know, online shit.
Can't trust that shit. I know. Like, you can't really trust any voting method. It's just all fucked.
Oops, I won again. Whoopsies. I didn't even mean to that time. I just did it by accident.
So at this point, though, do you think Trump will win again?
Yeah.
I think so, too, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think Trump is probably going
to
win.
Democratic Party still just doesn't have their shit together. Not to say that the Republican Party does, but at least the Republican Party, as of now, is standing behind, you know, Trump. But during this crisis, there is...
This could change everything, yeah.
There's... A president wants stability or crisis to help out. This is not the right crisis he needs. I think, you know, as a president, you want wartime, right? You want little
something
wars.
That brings people together. Yeah.
You don't want this fucking virus that's just going to make like point out the harsh realities of our healthcare system and the way we have our just.
How unprepared we are.
Just how we're economically not set up for this. I guess no country is. No one's really set up for a crisis like this. I mean, look at... Then again, there are countries who have dealt with this a lot better than
we have. Well, that's the thing is like, no, is anyone truly prepared for a pandemic? Like country? No. But I think there's no excuse that America should be this ill prepared.
Should have a leader that said there are about seven cases and we'll be down to zero in about a week. And now there are over 2,000 confirmed cases in the United States in less than 3 weeks after saying that.
Yeah. And not only
has it been less than 3 weeks.
Yeah. 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 That like until it really blew up. I remember it was just over. It was just one day, one random day. It was like, uh-oh.
That's because a lot of tests went.
And I think that not only just on Trump, but I think like just how we're so ill prepared. And as touted as like one of the, like, if we're being touted as having the best healthcare in the world, which is what Trump says, and touted as being the most prepared out of any country, it's like that's statistically not true. Other countries are, there's other countries that have it really bad, but they're doing a really, really good job with how they're handling it. And I think we're going to get fucked so bad by this.
And you can't say, hey, we're doing better than Italy. Italy is not like the dream team of who you should be looking at of how you handle.
Italy is not claiming to be like one of the. Italy's not one of the top power.
Italy
dogs.
Did the wrong thing. Italy is an example of what could happen here if we act as they did. No one's saying, like, you can point to other countries who handle it worse, but like the thing is, we we had a warning.
I also think for being such a powerful country in the world that has so much money and so many resources, we should be doing a lot better right now with this. Like, yeah. There's just no excuse for us to be this ill-prepared.
Canada and U.S. talking about closing down all borders,
they
baby.
Did. They did this morning.
They officially closed the borders.
They did, except for Central's, I think, or officials or something like that. Ooh. I woke up to a notification that was saying that they're closing all the Canadian borders. Damn, but yeah. I mean, sorry we're talking about this so much. I'm sure everyone's sick of hearing about politics and coronavirus, but
it's serious.
It's a big fucking, it's a big deal right now.
Okay, I'm a little, I got a little emotional last night. Because I'm not going to give too many specifics, but there are people in my family who this isn't hitting them well financially in terms of the job that they have to sustain a household. You know, if you work, let's say, retail, restaurants, hotel industry, you know, the what is it called? There's like it's the something service. It's when you're serving others, not just customer service, but I guess when you're dealing with hospitality, like the hospitality services, there's a lot of people. You're not this like huge, smart fucking person that knows more than the CDC. You know, you don't know more than the scientists working on, this disease and trying to warn the public.
Yeah, I do.
You going out and doing your spring break bullshit, whoever does that, you who are going out and just saying, this is no big deal. I'm going to go out. It's not the apocalypse. I'm young. The problem is that you are elongating the problem, which fucks up the economy, which then makes people lose jobs. And it's just, we want to, you've heard this many times, and I know people roll their eyes because they've heard it, but I'm sorry, it's true. We need to fucking flatten the goddamn curve before, like, we really overload our health care system, and then we're economically in the slumps longer than we need to.
Yeah, and I saw today, what did the inspector, not the inspector general, the health inspector, what, you know what I'm talking about, the health,
the surgeon general.
Yeah, is that what
general,
it is?
Yeah.
Said that it's going to be like, it was like 2 weeks of quarantine is not going to be enough.
Yeah.
So, what I'm just bracing for right now is, and I'm sure maybe it's already happened by the time this podcast comes out. But
Be responsible,
because that's the thing, is even if you're not worried about getting it, don't be a spreader. Because
like, we haven't gone out. We live in LA. That we were invited to a party even like less than a week ago. We decided not to go.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to.
But you guys are traveling. You guys are going out of your house.
Yeah, I'm going from my car to an office of only two other people.
Yeah.
This is a very small, like, I think if we have to, like, be on a mandatory quarantine, we as a business and we as people will take the, like, necessary cautions.
But right now, right now they haven't put that full, what's it called, shelter in place.
Yeah.
Lockdown, which the Bay Area just did. Did New York?
They've been doing for a few days.
Yeah, they're doing it until like April 7th.
Yeah.
So I'm only assuming Los Angeles is going to do that soon. So who knows? We might have to start doing the podcast from over Discord for a while. But
we're trying to backlog right now, trying to get stuff done and handled so that we hopefully won't be dry during this if anything bigger happens.
And granted, like, we are not being affected as much as, you know, like service workers are. But if we're a little concerned, there could be a point where we can't even like meet up to record games and shit. But we're going to try to find workarounds. Like if we are quarantined, we'll maybe do some streams.
It's easy for us because of the job that we have.
We have it easy compared to a lot of people. I have a friend who she got promoted to full time. And she's like, oh, I'm finally making enough money to pay rent easily and stuff. And now all of a sudden she's bumped down to 2 days a week pay and 2 days a week of work from home. But because she works in the casting industry, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
So she's like not making any money right now. And I saw unemployment could go up to like 20%, which that's like, people are freaking out about unemployment when it's at like 4%.
Mm-hmm.
20% is huge.
Well, it's a lot of jobs. Think about,
it's gonna wreck the
service industry. Come on. Restaurants. Come on. How often do you eat, huh?
As long as Brent's safe. As long as Brent's safe.
The last few podcasts are gonna be nothing about being quarantined and the coronavirus and new updates of it. I'm sorry, but that's just, it's the time capsule that we are in right now.
Yeah.
Because looking back, we'll be like, oh, these are the podcasts when the coronavirus was going on. Ooh, right now, it's what we're doing. And it sounds probably some to some of you very, very vanilla because it might sound like we're talking about the same thing over and over. But how about this, ladies and gentlemen? I threw in another fun sound effect for him. So hopefully liven it up.
You watch that Glenn Beck video where he's like,
the what video?
The Glenn Beck video where he's trying to like give that real stern.
I hate Glenn Beck.
Yeah, but have you seen the video where he's giving like the stern speech on like punishing your children? He's like, push them. Punish them. Yell at them. Show them who's boss. It's a very famous classic clip. It's very funny.
I hate Glenn Beck so much.
Dude, lay off the man. In middle school, I knew this one kid that was obsessed with Glenn Beck and like went to one of his book signings and brought the book to school and like carried it around because he had it signed by Glenn Beck.
What were they going to do if he came out? Shoot him?
I don't know what this tweet is for. Glenn Beck tweeted this.
I thought Glenn Beck doesn't do shit anymore.
Shoot him. Representative Thomas Massey says a sheriff was posted outside a Kentucky man's home because he tested positive for COVID-19. If they can do this in Kentucky, what are we in for as a country?
Didn't Glenn Beck have a big switch? Didn't he like switch over sides or something?
Did he?
I thought Glenn Beck had a big I'm not a Republican anymore or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, another one of his tweets. While we're all self-quarantining, how many left-wing policies are being pushed through as solutions?
Okay, never mind. Take that back. Obviously, that did not happen. That actually is worrying, like, what kind of policies and things and laws are going to get pushed through while everyone's distracted. Because it's a perfect time for them to throw shit into bills because no one's paying attention. You know?
Even during a pandemic, Trump is given no grace.
I fully redact what I said about it. Back. I was like, didn't he change? Did he? No.
Push them. Yell at them. Show them who's boss.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
All the producers in the studio are just like,
Glenn,
cut. The dump.
Dude, Glenn, that was the best advice I'd ever heard.
Thank you, Clint. Thank you.
I had to turn it off because we had to save the American people. This advice is too good for common knowledge.
We have to protect this advice for us. Our stuttering baboon, who's a buffoon in the loon, knee Ben.
It took me a second to put the piece to end together. I was like, Loon-E-Bin. Oh, Loony-Bin.
By the way, I figured out what that thing was in the Animal Crossing episode that I was thinking of something wagon. It's Paddy Wagon.
Paddy Wagon, yeah. But Jerry Wagon does sound like a real thing.
Jerry, yeah, it does.
It really does sound like a real fucking thing.
For those who don't know, in the Animal Crossing episode, I was trying to think of like, there's something like a police. I was looking up cop car wagon slang and it didn't come up. I was looking up Jerry. Hold on. Cop car.
Dude, I swear Jerry Wagon's still a thing.
If it's the first thing that comes up, I swear to God I was looking at it. Yeah, there was like panda car, meat wagon, white girl speed screen.
Hey, baby, want to see my meat wagon?
Wait, what? White girl speed screen? What is that?
White girl speed screen?
What?
SPF 100.
Pigasaurus Rex? What is this?
Wow, Pigasaurus Rex!
Urban Thesaurus. Yeah, okay, fuck off.
Urban Thesaurus.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's like a shittier version of Urban Dictionary. Well, Urban Dictionary is not the funniest website in general.
Is it a comical website?
Well, is
it a site that boomers go to look up like Raffle?
Yeah, it's that. There's just like, I remember Urban Dictionary was the funniest shit back in like middle school. You go on Urban Dictionary,
you look up these weird words, and it's like
the sound it makes when you poop in a bathroom at the school, and it echoes. It's like,
I mean, there's like some sample sentence.
Yeah,
you ever like search your own name on Urban Dictionary?
My, see, like, full name?
No, just
oh, yeah,
first
like,
name.
Names, meanings, except in this, it's, like, sarcastic and
wait,
shit.
Wait, is Super Mega on Urban Dictionary? You know, we have a Know Your Meme page. Do you know that?
Do we?
We have a Know Your... It's very outdated. It hasn't been updated in a while. Here, let me look up Oh, here we go. Today's word is beer bug. Coronavirus, a disease originating in China which shares the same name as a shitty Mexican beer. Chad caught the beer bug, so has to self-isolate for 14 days at home. I'm going to look up Super Mega on Urban Dictionary. Super Mega. Here we go.
a gay married couple who play video games on YouTube. If you're under the age of 12, make sure to check them out. They're family friendly to the max. The sentence, the example sentence is super mega isn't straight.
Thank you. Don't worry, that's not, I don't think it is. I think it's just my smoker's cough.
Here we go. Oh, there's several definitions of super mega on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, let's hear them.
Here's the second one. Two funny YouTube men who do let's plays,
holy shit,
live action videos, songs, podcasts, and more. Also proudly sponsored by the most comfortable underwear around, MeUndies.com. Okay. Let's see if there's any. That looks like that's it. The first definition was posted on my 23rd birthday, or 22nd birthday, actually. A gay married couple who play video games on YouTube. If you're under the age of 12, make sure to check them out. They're family friendly to the max. That's pretty mean. God, I'm actually scared to type and search my own name on Urban Dictionary right now.
What does this mean? A floating hospital ship with 1,000 beds, U.S. Comfort will be dispatched to NYC by U.S. government.
They're going to put a bunch of people on a big boat? What? No way.
I guess like a big floating hospital.
Really?
Keep them offshore.
They're just going to put it in the harbors. Like, okay, everyone's going on this big old boat.
That's cool. Maybe not that. I don't know. But it's, I'm just, in my head, I'm thinking of something that looks pretty fucking cool.
Like a carnival cruise ship. Well, that's pretty much what cruises are anyway right now. Here, I looked up my name on Urban Dictionary. Matt Watson. He's a twink. The sentence, using a sentence, whoa, is that Matt Watson of Super Mega? Ryan, I'm going to look you up on Urban Dictionary if that's cool.
Okay.
Ryan Muggy.
Probably nothing.
Oh, really? It's not what I see right here.
What do you see?
Hold on, it's loading. Oh, you got a big one, dude.
Yeah?
You have several definitions.
Oh, really?
One of the two funny boys from a relatively small channel known as Super Mega. Thank you. The second failure of the duo is known as Matt Watson, a.k.a. Brat Watson. The group themselves are known, but not particularly acknowledged, for the editing of other videos, such others being Game Grumps and Oni Gay, I Mean Plays. Ryan McGee's fetish is Ann Watson.
Get that mic pointed at your mouth.
Oh, sorry. Shit. And here's the other one. Ryan McGee, a YouTube persona with a disgusting sense of humor who co-hosts his Let's Play/Sketch channel with his buddy and lover, Matt Watson. His interests, bread, milk, cigarettes, video games, and the Iron Giant.
Yeah. I mean, that gets me that.
The bread. What's the bread from?
All the money I'm making.
The bread. Okay, yeah. You know.
Oh, no. Is it that time of?
It's that time of day for the guy next door to come out with his leaf blower. Like a fucking SpongeBob.
But they can't
episode.
Hear it during the podcast, I guess.
They can. Oh. Last time I was editing, I could hear it. I could hear it. That's pretty loud.
Stop it!
Hey! Cut it out! Dude, he's not going to stop.
I don't know how to stop. We'll go next door and tell the guy that the landscapers have been coughing and they have coronavirus, so he fires them all. Where is he? How close is he right now to the window?
A few yards.
Yeah.
Several yards.
You want to go yell at him? Hey, listen, I know you're trying to support your family in this time of economic need, but we're trying to record a funny podcast.
So why don't you bugger off?
And belch in his face like that.
Yeah, I will. And I'll go, after I do, I'll go. So the smell blows right in his nose.
We have a neighbor across from the Super Megaplex who they're like, I guess it's their kids. But they look like they're probably like 22-year-old jacked Armenian dudes that are like really, really, really rich.
I fuck with them.
And every time we go outside, they stare at us like, what the fuck are these guys like doing here? And Ryan will just loudly be like,
I'll stare at them and I'll do it. And then I'll just start walking.
They're ripped, dude. Those are the guys that like spend all day drinking protein and working out and committing crimes.
Yeah, but it's funny because like it's so easy to fuck with people like that.
Their house is nice.
You just go, and they're like, why do you make that noise?
I didn't. I tooted. Oops.
Nice penis.
What?
Yeah, we'll just like yell some shit out, but then not look. So they're like, did that come from them? And then like, you just I'll do plausible deniability. Be like, what are you talking about?
Let's just start little fights like that. And because you and I are registered open carries, we'll just stop. You know, it's like we'll pick fights and then we'll show our guns.
All you gotta do is pull the shirt up and flash that.
Those are the type of people I hate the most. When it's like the reason they have a gun is so they can start fights.
They can
and
act
then if
tough
it gets like, too out of hand for them, they can be like, oh, I got a gun. Oh, you're going to run away now, huh?
Well,
little bitches like that deserve
gonna
to go be to stomped.
They're still going
to
go to jail. Well, they're not going to get stomped, Ryan, because they have a fucking pistol.
Stomped by the law.
Well, that's the thing.
The
is like,
boot of the law, the boot of the American justice system.
You can't just shoot, even in a fight, I don't think you can just shoot someone, you know?
You can't have a gun. Unless you have a...
But even if you have an open carry thing, if you're going to fight with someone and shoot them, you're still going to go to jail for that, right?
Out of its self-defense.
What I feel like it has to be so specific, though. Like, you can't just be in a fight and then be like, oh, like, you're both fighting and then pull out a gun and shoot somebody.
You're going to hate my rule. I think the moment you get into a fight, all bets are off.
Well, this is why I'm scared to have
no,
a fight.
There's no
you.
Rules. No, like in a legitimate fight. Not in a play fight.
Well, I mean, if you and I ever got into a real fight, you know, I get what you're saying with the no rules. But you know what?
Because the other person who's fighting you probably isn't playing by any rules. The thing is, if they drop you to the cement, there is a chance that you could, one, just die, have serious brain injuries. Like, there are people, you see videos on Hold My Feeding Tube of people getting in the fights, and, like, they start stiffening up and having seizures and shit. And it's just like, no, I'm not going to chance that. If anyone, I'm not saying I could win a fight, but I'm going to do everything I can to win dirty.
So you're going for 100%. The nuts, going for the eyes and the throat.
Yeah, nuts, eyes, throat, anything.
In a fight with you,
And if I see someone, like, shacking up to punch me, I'm just gonna. My first thought isn't gonna be like, okay, I gotta dodge this, but then I gotta make sure I just kick him in the balls
just
as hard
as I can. Kick him in the balls really hard.
Like, just continuously. Bah, bah, bah. And then you run away. Then I'm gonna run. Cause at some point, their adrenaline, they're gonna start running after me, but then the adrenaline's gonna subside and they're gonna have to collapse cause it's gonna hurt so much.
Dude, if we got in a real fight, would you be fair with me though?
In a real fight?
I'd be fair with you in a real fight.
I don't think you and I would ever be in a real fight.
But if we did, I think I'd make an exciting. I'd play by the rules in a fight there. I'd be like, okay, we're mad at each other, but it's Ryan. You know, I can't. Can't twist his balls.
I say yes because you're my friend and I know that you wouldn't. I know that, like, morally you and I do have, like, those types of rules. But I'm saying if you get in a fight with a stranger at a bar, you don't know who you're fucking with.
That's true. Really, dude, win a fight. I'm pretty sure if you just punch someone in the throat, they're done. Actually, you can kill someone by doing that. Don't do that.
Hey,
you can make someone swallow their fucking larynx.
The number one rule is just don't start a fight. Because you never know how the other person will finish it.
People got knives and guns. That guy is really having fun with the leaf blower. Speaking of starting fights, we should probably go out there and start a fight with his dumbass.
Yeah. And before we go, instead of music, because I'm on this train of not putting music in this episode.
In the last episode, I put a brand new song.
And people probably complained about it.
I liked it.
It's
by Dan Mason.
But you, here's another sound effect I get. Matt, you can choose the last sound effect of the podcast.
I get to choose the last sound effect?
Yeah.
All right, well, here it is.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.